好，感谢主。今天讲到的题目是得胜后的赞美。
The sermon title today is Praise After Victory.
我讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to God.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞归给你。
May all the glory and praise be yours.
求主在我们心中掌王权，居首位。
Lord, may you have the sovereignty in our heart.
主啊，愿意你赐福和加力。
May you just bless and strengthen us.
也求你在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May you just be a king in our life.
我们愿意将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
And may all the glory just be with you.
因为唯有你是配得的。
Only you are worthy.
人在得胜之后的唯一选择就是向你发出赞美。
The only choice after victory is to praise you.
谢谢主，听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Praise
the Lord. 得胜后的赞美。
Praise after victory.
当海水复原的时候，
When the waters return,
在以色列人的眼前是什么东西呢？
So what's in front of the Israelites' eyes?
Yeah, 过了稍一会儿发现原来追赶他的埃及兵丁不见了，追兵不见了。
They just realized the Egyptian army was nowhere to be seen.
我们不妨想一想，如果你我当时在现场，你会怎么样呢？
So let's imagine, if you had been there, how would you have reacted?
你会感到惊讶吗？
Would you have been amazed?
你会感到恐惧吗？
Or would you have been just...
还是感到不知所措呢？
Or just would you just don't know what to do?
我们来看第一点。
That's the first point.
因他的大能赞美他。
Praise him for his mighty power.
感谢神啊。
Praise the Lord.
圣经说摩西和以色列人做出了人生当中最重要也是最正确的选择。
The Bible tells us that Moses and the Israelites made the most important and right choice of their lives.
其实同时这也是一个极大的奥秘，你知道吗？
At the same time, you know, this reveals a great mystery of spiritual life.
呀，这个奥秘就是因他的大能赞美他。
And the mystery that is that to praise him because of his mighty power.
首先是向神歌唱。
First, sing to the Lord.
Yeah, 的确向神歌唱赞美是一个极大的奥秘。
Indeed, singing praises to God is a spiritual mystery.
除非你是真属于基督。
Unless you truly belong to Christ.
否则听不懂的。
You cannot fully understand it.
会想唱诗歌有什么了不起？为什么一定要唱诗歌呢？
You might ask us why we need to sing a praise.
圣经说你要不唱诗歌，山间的石头会起来欢呼的。
And the Bible says if you don't praise the Lord, even the rocks on the mountain will just praise him.
我们知道大卫王原来就是个放羊娃呀，对吧？
And we know that King David, he was only a shepherd boy.
从他的经历履历来看，好像也没有什么专业的音乐训练呢。
Seems like from his experience, he had no formal musical training.
但他却是一个常常口唱心和赞美神的人。
Yet he's the person who just continually sang and made melodies in his heart to God.
就看我们自己就知道了。
And we can just also look at ourselves.
呀，我们很多人一信主就有这样的经历，类似的，对吧？
So, a lot of people, just like many of us, and we have the same experience.
可你搞不清楚什么原因，哎，就唱诗赞美神起来了。
May not know what the reason is. We just sing hymns and praise God.
哪怕五音不全，
even though we're not good at singing,
哪怕唱的不怎么好，
and even our singing is not quite good,
他也不能不唱。
And we just could not just sing to God.
你不唱，圣灵在里边感动你啊。
If you don't sing the praise, and the Holy Spirit moves your heart,
你一定要将心中的赞美借着诗歌表达出来。
You just want to just express your praise to God through the hymn.
那我们可能问问自己呗。
And we may ask ourselves,
那我不唱诗歌行不行呢？
Can I just not just praise the Lord?
坦率讲还真的不行。
To be honest, you can't.
因为你要是不唱诗赞美神的话，里边圣灵不会放过你的。
Because if you do not sing praise to God, the Holy Spirit will not let you go.
圣灵说，圣经说，圣灵在我们心里边感动的时候是怎么样子的呢？
And the Bible just tells how the Holy Spirit moves our heart.
如同一个烧红的铁棍在我们的骨头里边搅动。
So the Holy Spirit stirs our heart just like a burning fire shut up in our bones.
哇，怎么什么事情要搞得这么大阵仗啊？
So why just be such a big deal?
圣灵到底要做什么事情要搅动我们的骨头呢？
So what is the reason the Holy Spirit did that to stir up our heart?
因为圣灵要与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Because the Holy Spirit just that bears witness with our spirit that we are God's children.
这是一个身份的印证啊，弟兄姐妹。
This is the assurance of our status.
圣灵与我们的心一同去印证我们是属上帝的人。
The Holy Spirit witnesses with us together that we are God's children.
你说你不唱诗赞美神行不行呢？
So can you just say, I don't want to sing praise to God?
Yeah, 大卫王打完仗回来了。
After David returned victorious from battle.
Yeah, 回来以后他就跟百姓在大马路上在街上唱诗赞美赞美耶和华。
David joined the people in singing praises to the Lord in the streets.
但是当时已经作为国王的扫罗王唱不起来。
However, during that time, King Saul, he could not sing.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为他满心充满了嫉妒、纷争、诡诈、黑暗。
Because in King Saul's heart, just full of the darkness and the jealousy and also the.
圣经也说扫罗王呢，圣灵离开他了。
And the Bible also said that the Holy Spirit already left King Saul.
他最后是被撒旦、被魔鬼所充满了。
In the end, his heart was filled with Satan.
所以一个被魔鬼、撒旦充满的人，是无法唱诗、无法向神发出敬拜的。
A person whose heart is fulfilled with Satan, he's not able to sing praise to God.
Yeah, 其次是心生敬畏。
Second, reverence for God.
面对神的大能呢？
So facing God's mighty power.
摩西与百姓的第一选择就是唱诗歌呀。
The first response for Moses and his people is to sing the praise.
那为什么要唱诗歌呢？
Why do you want to sing praise?
这就是今天讲到题目的由来啊。
So this is the origin of today's sermon title.
是因他的大能，他要遵从他。
And because his mighty deeds, and people want to honor God.
而且人对神的敬畏，最好的方式就是唱诗歌。
The best way to express our reverence for God.
马丁路德也说，除了圣经以外，就是圣经，就是圣诗，就是赞美最能感动人的心的，对吧？
So Martin Luther said, other than the Bible, actually to sing the praise and the hymns is the best way to worship God.
一个人唱得好。
So if a person sings to pretty good,
好不好呢？
Is it good?
好的。
It is good.
比如早上我们在灵修的时候唱诗赞美神，神喜悦的。
And in the morning time, when we do the devotion, we sing praise to God, it's pleased to the Lord.
但是教会的弟兄姐妹一起来唱更好。
But it's even better when the church brothers and sisters sing together.
也更能够讨神的喜悦了。
Also, it just brings great pleasure to the Lord.
你知道吗，亲爱的弟兄姐妹？
Do you know that brothers and sisters?
其实唱诗歌的本身就是最好的祷告了。
In fact, singing hymns is one of the finest forms of prayer.
呀，神在天上听见神儿女的唱歌。
As God hears His children singing in heaven.
那天使就在同时用金香炉收集众圣徒的祷告。
The angels present the prayers of the saints before him like incense in gold bowls.
那摩西甚至怎么说呢？
Moses even declared.
他说：“耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。”
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
有没有发现摩西甚至将诗歌与力量、拯救并列在一起谈，对吧？
Did you notice that Moses placed song, strength, and salvation together?
以至于我们几乎可以认为向神唱诗歌就是神儿女的生命啊。
We could almost say that singing to the Lord is part of the very life of God's children.
我们反过来问我们自己啊。
On the contrary, ask ourselves.
一个不向神唱诗歌的人。
If a person never sings praise to God,
难道你真的还有属灵的生命吗？
Can that person truly possess the life of God?
你真的还有别的方式的表达向上帝的敬拜和赞美吗？
Do you have other way to express your worship to God?
从古到今，所有的神儿女都唱诗赞美神。
From the ancient history until today, and all God's children sing praise to God.
就除了你一个例外。不向神唱诗赞美神吗？
So is it just you as an exception not to praise God?
这可能是天底下最大的异端了吧。
This may be that maybe the biggest heresy.
当然我们一开始可能不熟悉也不懂得怎么唱诗歌，好好学习吧。
Of course, maybe in the beginning and you just don't know how to sing praise, we can just learn.
有的时候未必是我们唱的有多好。
And sometimes it's notBecause how good we can sing.
可能我们五音不全呢。
Maybe our vocal is not that good.
其实从小到大不习惯唱诗歌呀。
And maybe we don't have the habit to sing.
没有关系，就好好练嘛。
It's okay. We can learn.
神未必会检查我们唱的水平如何。
God does not examine our singing level.
但是神在乎我们的心，在乎我们的态度啊。
However, God cares about our heart and our attitude.
求神帮助我们来到神的面前，谦卑认罪悔改，快步的赶向神，好不好
？May God just help us to be humble and just repent to Him and quickly just that and follow Him.
最后是显出荣耀。
Finally, reveal His glory.
耶和华神在以色列面前行了大事啊。
The Lord did a mighty work before the Israelites.
说是惊天地泣鬼神也不为过，对吧
？It would not be an exaggeration to say it shook heaven and earth.
大家有没有想过为什么呢
？Have you ever wondered why?
其实也很简单。
The answer is very simple.
因为过红海这件事是显明了神的荣耀。
Because through the crossing of the Red Sea, God reveals His glory.
摩西是怎么说的呢？
What did Moses say?
他说耶和华你的右手施展能力啊。
Moses declared, Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic and power and glory.
施展能力又如何呢
？And so what about you with has the majestic power?
摩西接着说显出荣耀来。
And then he said to reveal your glory.
而且他话没讲完呢。
And he's not over yet.
他说耶和华你的右手摔碎仇敌。
He declared.Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy.
请问人当怎样回应神的荣耀呢
？So how should people respond to the glory of God?
很简单，就是唱诗歌来赞美神呢。
Very simple, by singing praises to Him.
要鼓励弟兄姐妹，如果以前不唱，从今天开始，我们认真努力学唱诗歌，好不好
？I encourage brothers and sisters, if in the past you don't sing praise, it's from now on.
无论走到哪里，都让赞美神的诗歌传遍天下，好不好
？And no matter what, just allow the hymns just to pass on to the whole world.
摩西不但是唱啊
，Moses didn't just sing,
而且亲自的作曲谱词。
He also composed the words and wrote the music.
就如同今天我们讲到这一段经文，就做出这首名流千古的摩西之歌呀。
Just as today's, this the timeless hymn, the Song of Moses.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
除非我们真的不认识神了
，Unless we do not know God,
那就没话可说了嘛。
Nothing we can say.
或者也从来没有经历见证神的荣耀啊。
Or maybe we just have never experienced or witnessed God's glory.
否则我们怎能不向神唱诗歌呢
？Otherwise, how could we not sing to God?
我们又如何能够不向神发出赞美呢
？How could we not praise Him?
你如果说我说的不对，从圣经中找到一个依据来，我们可以不向神。去唱诗歌赞美神，那我没话讲，对吧
？If you just tell me you can find any reason in the Bible says we don't need to sing praise to God, then so what can we do?
否则今天牧师就鼓励你，不管是谁，一起来为了神的大能的缘故，我们来唱诗赞美神，好不好
？Therefore, for the reason of God's almighty power, let's sing praise to Him.
这是一份邀请。
This is an invitation.
呀，也是我们来到神的面前彼此相爱的契机了。
Also, this is an opportunity for us to love one another.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
因我的信心赞美神。
Praise Him in faith.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
其实说因我的信心赞美神这句话的本身并不严谨啊。
Actually, to say I praise God because of my faith is not completely accurate.
你知道信心是什么吗？
Do you know what faith is?
圣经说信心是实底啊。
The Bible says faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
圣经说信心是确据啊。
And the conviction of things were not seen.
而实底与确据是人无法独立确定的，你了解吗
？And this assurance and the conviction cannot be produced by people on their own.
人在实底与确据面前是最没有把握的。
In front of the assurance and the conviction, and people just have no confidence.
所以换句话讲，连信心也是神所赐的，对不对
？In other words, faith is given by God.
首先，赞美生出信心。
First, praise gives birth to faith.
这是今天的奥秘所在了。
And this is the mystery of the.
你会发现为什么你总是信心不足呢
？Maybe you just wonder why the faith is always that.
一到问题你就忧虑啊，你就忧愁啊，你就忧闷呐、啊，你就忧烦呐、啊。哎呀，你总是抽索没解 ，Why？ 为什么
？And have you ever wondered why when you just face some issue and you just have to worry？
因为你没有借着赞美，没有借着唱诗去生出你的信心， 上帝赐给你的信心。
It's because even I praise the Lord and to produce a faith.
当然，信心的由来本身也是个奥秘，对吧
？In fact, the origin of faith itself is also a mystery.
因为是不是我们哪一个人类啊，哪一个 human being 能够说得出信心是怎么来的呢
？So who can truly explain where faith comes from?
呀，我们发现摩西在赞美中，在唱诗、祷告、读经。的赞美当中，信心也随之生了出来。
As Moses praised the Lord, and that faith was also being formed within him.
摩西说：“我要赞美他。”
Moses said, "I will sing to the Lord."
他后面是有原因、有理由的。
And there's a reason for that.
为什么我要赞美他呢
？Why I want to sing to the Lord?
因为耶和华是我父亲的神呐、
啊。For he is high exalted as my father's God.
是有渊源的。
And there's a reason.
所以我要遵从他呀。
And I will just praise and honor him.
摩西一赞美神，就凭着信心认定出耶和华是他父亲的神。
The moment Moses praised God, he recognized by faith that the Lord was the God of his father.
没有信心又如何得知呢？
Without faith, how could he know?
并且还要因着信心遵从神呐、啊。
And by the same faith, he determined to exalt and honor God.
呀，今天这首特别的摩西之歌，它是用了首尾相呼应的古希伯来文的文体来显明的。
Through the Hebrew poetic structure of the Son of Moses, with its beginning and ending reflecting one another.
如果我们了解古希伯来文的诗体的结构呢？
If we understand the structure of this Hebrew poetic structure,
我们就可以晓得唱诗歌赞美神生出信心的路径与由来。
Moses revealed the pathway and origin of how singing praises to God gives birth to faith.
要第一节和二十一节。
The first verse and the 21st verse.
其实都在告诉我们一件事情。
Both verses tell us this.
原来向神唱诗歌。
When we sing to the Lord,
就生出了得胜的信心。
It produces a victorious faith within us.
甚至因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。
A faith that declares, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea.
呀，我们解经完了，怎么活在我们生命当中呢？
After we explain the verses, how do we live out of God's word?
我们就晓得一件事情，信心是神所赐下来的。
So we know one thing, faith is given by God.
我们如何领受这个信心呢
？How do we receive God's faith?
就是在你日常的唱诗歌、敬拜、赞美这个过程当中，生出你的信心。
Actually, it just comes from our daily praise to God.
你说每个主日坐在电视机旁看着荧幕。然后领诗的在那唱诗，你也不跟着唱。
So every Sunday worship, if you just sit in front of the computer and just look at the singing, but you don't sing together.
结果所有信心的恩典都跑到领诗的身上去了。
That all the grace of faith only go to the person who lead the praise.
圣经，上帝在等候着我们和领诗的一同口唱心和赞美他，对吧
？God is waiting for us to just sing together with Him.
而且谁也没让你白唱。
God did not just let you sing in vain.
你敬拜赞美唱诗敬拜，你生出你的信心啊。
Will you sing, just sing out at the praise to God?
什么是
produce the faith?
什么是信心啊
？What is faith?
人非有信不得神的喜悦。
So without faith, we cannot please the Lord.
你一有信心，神就喜悦你了。
When you have the faith and you please the Lord,
你一唱诗赞美神，你就生出信心了。
When you sing the praise to God, and then the faith will just produce.
这么个简单道理，真的听不懂吗
？Don't you understand such a simple truth?
呀，其次是危机试炼信心。
Second, trials test our faith.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这个人的日子啊，如果过得过于舒适的话呢
？When our life is too comfortable,
其实就有可能信心会软弱的，会不会啊？
Our faith can easily become weak.
这也是为什么神宁肯将危机、将仇敌赐给我们。
This is also why God allows crisis and even enemies.
留意一下今天的经文，非常有意思的。
Just pay attention to this verse; it's very interesting.
圣经说，仇敌说，哇，仇敌都在摩西的心里和外边去说话了。仇敌说，我要追赶，我要追上，我要分掳物啊，分掳猎物啊。
The Bible says, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil.
以色列人怎么样呢
？What about the Israelites?
以色列人面对 埃及人的强大。
The Israelites, when they faced the strength of the Egyptians,
以色列人面对埃及人的马。
When the Israelites faced the horses of the Egyptians,
以色列人面对埃及人的马车。
And also their chariots.
以色列人面对埃及人骑马的人。
And Israelites faced the horsemen of the Egyptians.
430年，他们非常熟悉啊。
It's been 430 years. They're so
familiar. 他们非常了解埃及人的强大。
They know how strong Egyptians are.
你不要忘了，埃及人常常跟亚述帝国，就是在叙利亚的地方，亚述帝国打仗啊。
So Egyptians, they just oftentimes they fight with Assyrians.
行军千里，征战四方的埃及人是。
They just the Egyptians can just fight it. It is very far away.
当时世界上就这么几个强国嘛，对吧？
During that time in the world, there's only a few just strong nations.
一个埃及，一个亚述，一个巴比伦，打来打去就当时就那么几个国家。
During that time, just the Egyptian and the Assyrian.
其中埃及是一个最强大的国家之一了。
Among them, Egyptian is the strongest nation.
好，就是这么样一群人。
So with such a group of people,
就是如此这样的强敌来到了以色列人面前。
With such a strong enemy, just they came in front of the Israelites.
前有红海，后有埃及的追兵，这是什么？
The Red Sea was in front of them, and the Egyptian army was chasing them from behind. What was this?
这就是危险啊。
This was danger.
但是不要忘了，危险也是危机啊。
Not only is it a danger, it was also a crisis.
因为有危也有险，也有机会，对不对？
With danger and crisis, there's also opportunity.
但是问题是在危险当中，我们思考一个什么问题呢？
However, in front of the danger, so what would we think?
机会又何来？何来机会呢？
But where did opportunity come from?
除非以色列人真要相信摩西所传的耶和华，对吧？
So unless the Israelites truly believe that the Lord proclaimed by Moses would let them to taste the Lord.
相信耶和华什么呢？
So what would they believe in God?
要相信耶和华必要带领他们过红海呀。
And to believe that God will just lead them through the Red Sea.
那怎么过呢？
But how would they cross?
坦率讲，以色列人是不知道的。
To be honest, the Israelites they did not know.
当他们看肉眼可见，发现摩西向着海去伸他的那杆杖啊。
So when they just saw Moses stretch out his staff.
海水就分开了。
To oversee, and waters was divided.
再一看，海底还成了干地了。
And the seabed became dry land.
250万人就是这么样走了一夜，走了过去。
And the 2.5 million of the Israelites, they just walked through this.
以色列人身在其中，他不一定了解，不一定理解，也不一定明白。
The Israelites, when they just move on the dry ground, they may not truly understand.
但事情就借着信心走过去了。
And just like that, and the because by their faith and God's word was accomplished.
好，最后是仰望，坚定信心。
Finally, look to God and stand firm in faith.
什么叫仰望呢？
So what is the look to?
又如何仰望呢？
How to look to God?
呀，摩西用了希伯来文最古老的诗歌文体。
Moses used one of the oldest form of Hebrew poetry.
就是诗歌当中的平行体。
It's as a parallelism.
呀，这个平行体怎么看呢？
So how do we look at this?
大家有空回去看一下十一节就大概知道了。
If we look at verse 11, we will understand.
他说耶和华众神之中有谁像你？谁能像你至圣至荣可敬可畏可颂可畏施行其事？
Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?
在这节经文当中你看见什么了呢？
So what do you see in this verse?
摩西用了两次谁能像你。
Moses repeats the question, who is like you?
这两个句子，这两个词是一样的，谁能像你，谁能像你是一样的。
So he used it twice, who is like you?
但后面这个平行句的内容是不一样的。
And the contents of the parallelism is different.
然后后面是从耶和华一个称呼，然后向哪里去转化，向哪里去升华呢？
That he just began with, O Lord, and then,Rise upward to.
紧接下来是至圣至荣，向这个地方去升华。耶和华他不是单单一个名字，乃是至圣至荣的一个升华位置。
So Moses begins with, O Lord, and rises up to majestic in holiness.
我们看见这是一个层层叠高的意境。
I would say it's a layer by layer.
让人达到仰望神的超越与伟大。
And it just leading just cause people to look up and behold the greatness and the transcendence of God.
我们常常祷告的时候，仰望主，仰望那位为我们创始成终，没神的话语，你仰望什么呀？对吧？
Oftentimes when we say we just look up to God, so what do we look up to?
这种反问赞美。
So this kind of pattern, just the rhetorical praise.
Yeah, 谁能像你？这是反问句，对吧？
And like a, oh Lord, and who is like you? It's not like a question.
然后是排列神的属性。
And then the list of God's attributes.
然后是作为表达，神的作为是怎么样的呢？有一个表达。
An expression of God's mighty words.
这是一个固定组合的诗歌结构了。
So it's a just common structure of the Hebrew worship song.
简单的讲，反问赞美，排列属性，作为表达，这个固定组合的。
So this pattern is rhetorical praise, the listing of God's attributes and the expression of His mighty words.
你在圣经当中这些诗歌诗篇当中，常常会见到这种结构的。
In hymns and in the Bible, a lot of times they use this kind of structure.
特别是希伯来的古圣诗、古诗歌。
Especially those old hymns and the Hebrew.
常常是用来表达感恩赞美的常用结构了。
And it's the kind of structure they use very often and to sing the thanksgiving hymn.
的目的恰恰就是帮助弟兄姐妹仰望。
The purpose is to help God's children to look to God.
在仰望当中继续坚定我们的信心，对不对？
Also continue to stand firm in faith.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
因神的主权赞美他。
Praise him for his sovereignty.
讲到神的主权呢？
When we talk about the sovereignty of God.
十八节正是摩西之歌最想表达的主题。
Verse 18 reveals the central thing that Moses saw wants to express.
十八节的经文怎么说呢？
And the verse 18 says.
他说耶和华必作王直到永永远远。
The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
有的时候这样简简单单的一句宣告就是主题式的宣告了。
This is a very simple proclamation of the theme.
首先是出埃及是神的心意啊。
First, the Exodus was God's sovereign plan.
我们怎么知道出埃及是神的心意呢？
How do we know Exodus was God's sovereign plan?
遇到这个事呢，回圣经中去找啊。
So when we face this, we can just look for the Bible.
如果找出圣经中的依据，我们会明白什么道理呢？
If we can find the reason in the Bible, we will understand.
原来出埃及早在摩西回埃及之前，大约600多年前，神的心意就已经表达了。
God's purpose has already been revealed more than 600 years before Moses returned to Egypt.
圣经记载，耶和华对亚伯兰曾经说过，记住是亚伯兰，不是亚伯拉罕，对吧？
The Lord said to Abram.
圣经怎么说呢？
So the Bible says.
在创世纪15:13有一句很著名的话语。
In Genesis chapter 15, verse 13.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要的确知道你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。
The Lord said to Abram, Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they will serve them, and they will be afflicted for 400 years.
所以圣经当中充满了预言的话语，对吧？
So in the Bible just full of the prophecy.
这个显而易见的话语，对不对？
This is so obvious we can see.
600多年前说了一句话，600多年后应验了。
So what God said more than 600 years ago, and then and later, it just come true.
创世纪的15:13是一节出埃及记根基性的话语啊。
So in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13, it's a fundamental word.
有了这一节经文，才会有出埃及记2:24的。话语。
And with this, and then there's the words in Exodus chapter.
圣经说，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约，对吧？
In Exodus 2:24, God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
你看，那边神首先对亚伯兰说话。
So God first talked to Abraham.
然后亚伯兰呢，有一天跟神交往，改了名字叫亚伯拉罕。
And then one day, God just changed Abraham's name to Abraham.
然后不但是如此
，Not only this.
呀，而且神还纪念亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各与他立的约。
And God remembered His covenant with Abraham.
表达我们的神是一位信实可信的神的。
And our Lord is a faithful God.
呀，看着神怎么一步一步把这个信实约给带到今天，对吧
？So step by step, God just revealed His faithfulness.
好，这些祖先过去临到摩西的话怎么样呢
？So after those, and then, and God's words that come to Moses.
来到出埃及记的第三章开始，摩西直接对上帝直接对摩西说话了。
And Exodus chapter 3, God just talked to Moses directly.
神对摩西是怎么说话的呢
？So how did God just talk to Moses?
也很简单，他说我是自由拥有啊。
God just said to Moses, "I am who I am."
我本身就有，我永远就有。
I am who I am.
呀，这句话其实英文当中很简单，就 "I am who I am"， 很简单。我是我，我就是那个我是。
It is a very straightforward, simple sentence. I am who I am.
它不是我 do， 而不是 I do， 而是 I am。什么意思？不需要做任何东西，它就是。
So I am is it's me. I don't need to do anything else.
所以这句话不是单单对摩西说的，向全人类的一个宣告。
So these words were not spoken only to Moses. They're also to the God's declaration to all human humanity.
当然，作为上帝的儿女来讲，是心里边非常安天立地的一句话语啊。
So for God's children, and this sentence actually, it just stands firm.
原来我们所信的神是如此信实可靠的神呐、啊。
The Lord that we believe is such a faithful God.
这也是为什么我们无论做什么事，总要寻求神的心意的道理所在、啊。
That is the reason why whatever we do, we need to seek God's will.
有了神的心意，你还怕什么呢
？So, when we have God's will, what should we be afraid of?
今天的基督徒最大的事情就是各行其事。如羊走迷，从来不考虑什么是神的心意。
So nowadays, some the God's children, and when they just do not follow God's will, just gone astray.
遇到任何事情，从来不思考这件事到底是不是神的心意。
When they face something, they don't even think so whether this is God's will.
所以圣经的话语，他不会去关注的。
They do not focus on God's words.
教会的教导，他也没有兴趣的。
They have no interest about the church's teaching.
牧师的劝勉，他更加是直接拒绝了。
And with pastor's exhortation, and they rejected.
所以更不要说去寻求神的心意了，对吧
？Not even mentioned to seek God's will.
但是寻求神的心意，出埃及就是神的心意，对摩西来讲太重要了。
So to Moses, Exodus, that is God's will, so important.
其次，上西乃山是神的应许啊。
Second.Going to Mount Sinai was God's promise.
十七节，你要将他们领进去，栽于你产业的山上。耶和华啊，就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的，所建立的圣所，对吧
？Verse 17 says, "You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord."Which your hands have established.
这里边开始渐渐的把西奈山的主题带出来了。
So in this, and did God just bring at the topic of the Mount Sinai?
但是因为以色列还没有上西奈山呢。
But since at this moment, and the Israelites, they have not just go to Mount Sinai.
所以西奈山此时此刻仍然还不是神启示的重点。
At this point, Mount Sinai was not yet the main focus of God's revelation.
等我们讲到十九章之后
，So until after chapter 19.
呀，创出立民生到民数记的第十章
，And continues through Numbers chapter 10.
整整这么长一段经文都是跟西乃山有关的。
So all these chapters is related to the Mount Sinai.
事实上，整个摩西五经的结构神学告诉我们什么呢？
In fact, the theological structure of the entire Pentateuch.
其实西乃山才是整个摩西五经重中之重的重点。
And it just shows us that Mount Sinai that is a central focus.
甚至出埃及记也只能算是摩西五经的引言而已啊。
Even the book of the Exodus itself can be understood as the introduction to the Pentateuch.
刚才读的十七节的目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose for us to read the verse 17?
就是要带出出埃及记的核心信息。
It is just to bring us the central message of Exodus.
也就是刚才读的十八节。
And that's the verse 18.
耶和华必作王直到永永远远。
The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
请问你所信的主耶稣基督是那位永远作王的唯一、专一、第一的大主宰吗？
So let me ask you, is the Lord Jesus Christ whom you believe is the one and the only supreme, the first Lord and the sovereign who reigns forever and ever?
还是在你心里面有一个自己的小光光，与神无关，与圣经无关，与教会无关，与讲道无关，与属灵生命无关，仍然还是你自己老我的那个独特的标准呢？
Or in your heart, is there like the standard of all your own self has nothing to do with God?
最后，刑罚恶人是神主权。
Finally, the judgment of the wicked reveals God's sovereignty.
今天我们所讲的这首摩西之歌的拯救与审判呢？
The salvation and judgment of the son of Moses.
其实是一个一体两面的信息来源呢。
It just comes from the same source and are two sides of the same message.
神让摩西看见法老的车辆、军兵。
God allowed Moses to see the Pharaoh's chariot and the armies.
这些当年在以色列人心中看为最强大的存在。
So those things they were seems like they were so powerful.
圣经说耶和华已经将这些抛在大海中。
Those were thrown into the sea, right?
而且他特选的军长。也都沉于红海的下面。
His finest officer and the commanders that sank into the Red Sea.
神不但只是让摩西看见，也让摩西听见。
God not only allowed Moses to see, also allowed him to hear.
他让摩西听见什么呢
？What did he allow Moses to hear?
他让摩西听见仇敌说的话。
God allowed Moses to hear the words of enemy.
就是那些敌基督们说的话了。
The words from the Antichrist.
仇敌说我要追赶，我要追上，我要分掳物，我要在他们身上趁我的心愿，我要拔出刀来亲手杀灭他们。这是埃及人说的话。
The Egyptian, the enemy says, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall be satisfied upon them, I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them.
今天在敌基督的政权也会说类似的话呀。
And today, under the authority of the Antichrist, they say the same thing.
也同样会说我要追上，我要杀戮，我要将教会的牧师、执事、长老、弟兄姐妹通通给杀死，也同样的话呀。
And they say the same thing, I will pursue, I will overtake, and I will destroy the church.
要把王一牧师，要把曹三强牧师，也要把金明日牧师等等这些教会弟兄姐妹都关到牢房里边去。掳掠他们，去酷刑他们，去折磨他们，同样的道理。
And the same, just like the Antichrist said, they will just put the pastor, only pastor Tosentian, and those pastors into prison.
不但是如此，
Not only that,
神还让摩西回忆或者预言一些事情。
God also just caused Moses to some and remember just proclaim some of the things.
预言和回忆一些什么事情呢
？And so God just caused Moses to remember and proclaim what?
就是腓力士、以东、摩亚、迦南的居民，已经或者将要临到的发颤、疼痛、恐慌、惊惶、战惊，甚至心都要消化了。
So God has allowed Moses to remember and proclaim the judgment that had come or would come upon the people of the Philistia, that Edom, Moab.And Canaan, they will just have a fear, trembling, and anguish, and terror just come upon them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你生命当中遇到恶人
，In your life, if you face the wicked,
请相信上帝的主权。
Please believe in God's sovereignty.
因为恶人的结局早就定好了。
Because the destiny of the wicked had already been determined.
耶和华使海水回流。淹没这些埃及人。
The Lord caused the waters of the sea to return.
唯有属神的儿女以色列人在海中走干地。
But the Israelites, God's children, walked through the sea of the dry land.
我们今天也是一样的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, it's same for us too.
如果我们的心属上帝
，If all heart belong to God.
如果我们的灵与耶稣基督同行
，If all spirit walk with the Lord.
若我们的全人归向主耶稣基督
，If we just put our heart just wholeheartedly to
我们就会稳行在属灵的高处了。
And we're just on the spiritual height.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天这首摩西之歌
，The Song of Moses，
也被称为是海之歌。
Also known as the Song of the Sea.
做出来之后是有人在传唱的，弟兄姐妹。
So it was just passed down in the song among God's people.
是谁在传唱呢
？So who were passing this?
圣经说是亚伦的姐姐女先知米利暗呐。
The Bible says that the Miriam and the prophetess.
她怎么唱呢
？Sister, how did she sing?
她手拿着鼓。
She just took the tambourine.
不单是她一个人哦。
Not just by herself.
她带着众妇女跟着她一起出去来拿鼓跳舞。
And all the women went out after her with the tambourines and dancing.
看见没有？不但是唱，而且还跳舞。
It was not only singing. There
也就是我们所说的载歌载舞了。
And that means they just worship God with both song and dance.
我也盼望我们日后可以为神去欢声起舞啊。
I also look forward to the day when we can rejoice and dance before the Lord.
哎呀，多不好意思，还要唱歌，还要跳舞啊！
But it's so embarrassing, so we have to sing and dance.
杨牧师，为什么一定要唱歌跳舞呢？
Pastor, why should we have to sing?
没有别的原因。
There's only one reason.
就是因为我们所信的主的配得一切的荣耀和颂赞。
Because the Lord whom we believe in is worthy. Of all glory and praise.
也唯有我们所相信的主耶稣基督，他配得我们向的唱出诗歌。
He's worthy that we lift our voices in song.
甚至是手舞足蹈。
Even worship him with a joyful movement.
击鼓扬琴。
With tremorings.
穷尽我们这一切的一切来敬拜赞美他。
And just giving him all our praise and worship.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
一首多么美好的诗歌呀
！Such a beautiful hymn.
摩西这首诗歌让我们读了心里边充满感恩呐。
So after we just read the song of Moses, we feel the thanksgiving heart.
这首诗歌也成了我们的拯救啊
！And this song just became our salvation.
主啊，你是我们祖宗的神。
Oh, you're the Lord. You're the Lord.
你是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
You're the Lord of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob.
圣经说耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华呀。
So God's name is His Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的右手施展能力。
Your right hand just reveal your power.
显出荣耀。
And also just reveal to us your glory.
哦，主啊，你的右手摔碎了仇敌。
Lord, your right hand just destroyed the enemy.
恶人的结局已经定了。
The outcome of the week is determined.
我们不需要害怕。
We don't need to be afraid.
你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
You are our
你叫风一吹，海就把他们淹没了。
You just let the wind blows, and then they were just covered by the sea.
他们甚至如铅沉在大水之中。
They were just like the heavy rock just sink into the water.
众神之中，谁能像你呢
？Among all the God, who?Could be like、you.
又有谁能像你至圣至荣呢？
Who be like you, just worthy of the praise?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是我们的唯一。
You are our only God.
因为耶和华必作王，直到永永远远。
Because the Lord will be the King forever and ever.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
And thank the Lord, pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.